Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zamner. I'm joined by Rich Stambolian. Here he is. Hey, Rich.
What's up?
What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
Happy Tuesday morning.
Happy Tuesday morning. I slept like garbage. I partied too hard again last night.
It's been weeks of this.
Yeah.
You and I, we had a fun, eventful weekend. I had a great time over this weekend. It was my daughter's communion. You know where we held it? Where Johnny Sax's daughter got married.
That's right.
Yeah, and then Rich arrested me in front of everybody.
And all the wives were like, come on, it's his daughter's communion.
You missed it. I got into a fight after you left.
After I left your house?
No. After I left.
Leonard's?
Yeah.
Really? What happened?
Text Jess.
What happened?
I went berserk.
Why?
They disrespected Bob.
No.
Yeah.
They were like, you've had too much, sir. Please leave.
No, they were like, they were nasty to him.
Really?
Yeah. He was going to get the car and he was going to valet. He couldn't find it.
Oh,
and
the security guard. You told me this.
Yeah, and I went crazy.
Yeah.
I went berserk. I stabbed everybody.
Yeah. You went.
With this.
Effing bananas.
But the problem was, this is a bottle opener. So it didn't really do much. Sir, why are you stabbing us with a bottle opener? It's doing nothing.
We have a German fan in attendance.
Oh, hello. Guys, this show's all about professional wrestling. I had a fun week.
Yeah.
We did not watch Backlash live.
No.
We did not bring out our little sports antennas and our little TVs and huddle around.
We tried
at the
to.
Communion. We tried to. We there was no trouble. Service.
We got in trouble at the church. They were like, put that away. Oh, is that Jey Uso?
Yeah, that's what happened. That's what the priest said. He's a huge Bloodline fan.
Mm-hmm.
Big week in wrestling. Obviously, a lot of stuff happening in WWE. We had Backlash. I don't have my notes in front of me, so I have no idea what we're doing here. This is the best part, how I don't even write the notes anymore, because I just watched this stuff. But we have Backlash. We have a lot of AEW stuff happening. Listen, Double or Nothing is not too far away. We got 3 weeks for Double or Nothing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm hearing some interesting things about that show.
Yeah, it looks like both companies are doing a lot of fun stuff right now, and it's great. It's great to be a fan. I know we've mentioned this is a relatively new show. We're 5 episodes in, but we've mentioned this quite a lot on both our shows, this show and Mad Men.
Yeah,
it is a fun time to be a wrestling fan. I mean,
it is. You know what though? I think about that, right? Mm-hmm. And this is like a really good conversation to have because I'm curious about generationally. I know that the Fightful audience is younger than us generally.
Sure, or right? Older,
or older, dude. Or old. You think
we're 19,
so?
Man?
We're the oldest looking 19-year-olds you could find,
brother. Hard times, man. We were working in mines when we were kids. It was old school. We're 19,
but that would be. You know, I had a great compliment yesterday. Mm-hmm. We hosted
the Oscars,
a Met Gala after party.
Oh, very nice, okay? Very nice. Oh,
and,
at the place,
yeah, at the place. Yeah. And one of the organizers came up and he's like, "Are you coming?" Because we had. Very celebrity.
Yes.
No, it's not my scene. Listen, a lot of people think that's like my thing.
Yeah.
Nah. Right. Keep me far away from those people.
You'd rather be home.
They eat babies.
Yeah.
No, they don't. But they do. That's what they did. People are asking me, like, what was it like? I said it was like Eyes Wide Shut.
You'd rather be home in bed.
I'd rather be home in bed. Yeah. We didn't get the chance to watch it, by the way, the show. Mm-hmm. And the feedback we got was unbelievable.
Yeah.
About that show during it. And that was the most interesting thing was how just that French audience, which we'll talk about, obviously, with SmackDown and everything happening there. But we have so much to go into. And we don't have a lot of time. We got like an hour here.
Yeah.
That's all Sean gives us.
Just 1 hour a week.
Yeah, because you know why? Of that guy over there.
Because, oh, yeah.
Where is he? I can't even. I'm not even allowed to pull him up on this.
I know.
Yeah.
Don't. That's.
We have a no MG on screen policy at Fightful.
We have a 3 strikes and you're out rule with showing MG on camera.
Yeah, we're already at 2.5.
This guy. Can I tell you that this? We're not going to post a picture, but every so often, our producer MG will text us a shower selfie.
Yeah.
It's like a shot of espresso.
It's out of control, the fact that man feels comfortable sending these photos. It's crazy. His ding-dong is out and everything.
That's the truth, Ruth.
Yeah. All right, let's go into it. Where do you want to begin? You want to begin with SmackDown? I don't want to touch on it too heavy,
but I
know we have a lot to do with Backlash, and you guys have already heard it, so we're going to kind of give a summary here. But SmackDown was in France.
Yes.
That audience, was best audience they've had? Some people were annoyed by them. But listen, man, you know what? Having a different feel is great.
It was so unruly between SmackDown and Backlash that you couldn't really hear what they were saying. At one point, I thought they were yelling cell phone pizza, but it just...
I don't know what
they were
yelling.
It just sounded like they were... It was, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But if for my dumb American ears, I was like...
Was it in English or was it...
It was in English. But with a heavy accent.
With a French accent, yeah.
Yeah, somebody might make a call in, I heard, on Friday.
Oh, is he calling?
I think so, but on Friday.
Oh, I wonder if he's upset that they ran the show there.
He did send me a message, and it was just, what?
All right, let's see if French Tony Khan will call into the show.
He said they're doing what, where?
What? Sacre bleu? Like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Backlash, because this was a fun show. Dude, under 3 hours.
Yeah.
This was...
Nice and tight.
It was nice and tight. Yeah. It was a 3-hour show. They had, what, 6 matches? 5 matches? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5 matches. Freaking great.
Yeah, really, really good. So, great start, too.
Yeah.
Great start. So, Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga, with Paul Heyman at ringside, defeated Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. Kevin Owens with one of the biggest pops of the night. Because, you know, it's like a homecoming since he's from Quebec. The crowd sang Randy Orton's entire theme song.
Okay, so Randy Orton is internationally beloved.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the Bret Hart of this, right?
Oh, he's
like
great.
Bret was like Mr. International.
Mm-hmm.
They loved him in Germany. Yep. They loved him everywhere. Randy Orton's the dude now.
Randy's the guy.
I was thinking about this, right? Why is it Randy?
Big, old school.
he's the last of those guys that looks like that.
But he's also still relatively young.
Yeah, he's, how old is he, 40, 41, 42? I want to say he's 42?
43, maybe 44. No, I want to say 45.
You're going to say 45, 44, close. Okay. April 1st, he just turned 44.
Okay.
He looks great, he looks like a star, but, you know, he was, again, this is what I meant. Like, I'm curious about the age of the audience. Feifel has a younger audience than Observer, for example, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, to a younger generation, right? Like, if you grew up in that, like, post-Ruthless Aggression era, that's your guy.
Yeah.
That's your Randy Orton. That's your Hulk Hogan. That's whoever you want it to be.
Randy Orton's your Randy Orton.
Randy Orton's your Randy Orton.
Yeah. That's your guy. Yeah, you grew up with that guy. One of our other producers, Jonathan,
he's younger.
When he was a kid, Randy was his guy, Randy and Cena.
Yeah.
Because he was at that formative age. And these guys have been around for a billion years.
So it's almost like how Hogan, like Austin is to Hogan and The Rock is to Randy Savage or Warrior.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
For those, like, how compared to us. Because we were still young when they were, like, top. We were still kids. We were under 10.
Yeah. Hogan, I think it was like Hogan, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Austin, right? Like, those are your top three, pretty much.
Yeah, but I'm curious, like, generation, like, is Orton the guy?
For a lot of people,
like, it's the generation change, right? That's why he's so over.
Well, especially now, if you want to dissect it a little bit, I think generationally, yes, because at one point, WWE shifted a little bit and started playing into the crowd, right? For example, Undertaker Shriek.
Yeah.
Kofi Kingston's Royal Rumble appearances, right? Always doing something nutty. Randy Orton always hitting, like, a crazy RKO somewhere, right? So I think that made it even more insane.
Well, he did that RKO out of nowhere thing became a huge meme, and that elevated him even more, which is...
Absolutely.
Yeah. But they looked... I mean, they were so into him. They were into Kevin Owens, obviously. Mm-hmm. Crowd was super hot all night long. They were singing Orton's theme. So it was interesting because they made this into a street fight. And I looked at this, and I'm like, this pay-per-view is all, like, standard matches.
Yes.
So this was the garbage can match.
So good.
And
those French garbage cans, man.
Those French garbage cans are unbelievable. They fold like this.
Uh-huh. Made of aluminum foil.
Kevin Owens hits a off-the-top rope brainbuster onto four chairs.
Oh, so good.
Goes for the pin. Tongaloa.
Gorillas of Destiny, dude.
Gorillas of Destiny in WWE. He pulls them, but he missed that timing.
The camera didn't pick it up, though.
Yeah, lucky.
Yeah.
The crowd shot picked it up, whatever that crowd camera was. Okay. You know, this is something different.
Really cool. So you have G.O.D. back in WWE, right? Yeah. The other thing with that is I like how now the announcers really hammer it home saying Paul Heyman can barely control these guys.
Yeah, and Paul has not spoken to Roman.
Right.
So
now, do we get the introduction of Jacob Fatu as the last piece of the puzzle?
I think he has to. Like, if you want to like elevate people immediately, this is the way to do it.
Okay.
Like, I think 100%, but does he go to the other side?
Do you think he teams up with Jay?
I think Jimmy gets kicked out.
Didn't Jimmy get kicked out already?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
I thought he got spiked.
Jimmy got spiked?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. MG? Mr. Gonzo? Paging Mr. Gonzo.
Yes. Yeah. But is he out officially?
Uh-huh. He's out of the bloodline, right?
Yeah, Jimmy is out. I'm sorry. I Jimmy is out.
I think it happened on SmackDown.
It happened on SmackDown. Yes.
So,
there you go.
So I got...
Yeah.
We're still trying
My brain just stopped. So it just totally fucking stopped. Move Jacob Fatu to the other side.
I want the four-piece.
You want a four-piece.
I want the four-piece, no biscuit.
No biscuit.
I want the four-piece. So this show still...
Yeah, Jimmy got kicked out. My God, how did I forget that?
Listen, you lead a busy life.
I totally forgot that.
So we're trying to do a little something with format-wise with this show, and one of the things I suggested was what I'm going to do right now, which is, Andrew, I have a question.
Yes.
Is Solo Sikoa the most well-placed wrestler at this stage in any roster throughout any company?
Yeah, his positioning is great.
His positioning
is exactly where he should be.
Yeah.
Not too low, not too high. It's exactly where it is.
On the cusp. It feels old school. Like, his positioning feels very old school, where it's like, oh, this guy's going to get the IC belt. Something like that, you know? Like, that's what you get from Solo Sikoa.
Does he need a belt yet? Okay. I don't know. But he's great. I mean, he's fantastic. He's great in a role.
Yeah.
He's doing a serious role. Okay, so you who would you put? You would put Jacob Fatu on that side.
I would do G.O.D., Solo,
okay,
and Jacob Fatu, just to get all the Polynesian.
And then what's the other side? It's The Rock, Roman,
Jimmy and Jay.
Okay,
come on, that's awesome.
How about Zila Fatu, the other one?
Did they sign Zila Fatu?
And then there's the other. There's Hikuleo.
Oh, Hikuleo's coming, right?
You could bring Hikuleo.
Hikuleo is the enforcer? Forget it.
Yeah, just like just warfare amongst them.
If you put them together and keep making it more unhinged, this will be like our modern day equivalent of the Wild Samoan slash Headshrinkers,
yep.
Which I'm there for.
Yo,
I love. Yeah.
But doesn't Sami Zayn have to get involved now? He does.
Is that forgotten or is it still?
No, he's a bloodline. He's okay. He's an ooze. So he goes to one side. I love the bloodline's endgame memes. I'm loving all of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to play out how we're saying it's going to play out, obviously.
No.
We're having fun.
You know why? Because what we say is cool and it never happens.
That never happens.
The cool shit never happens.
I mean, I guess Rock is going to lead one side and Roman comes back and takes the other. So I guess Roman, Jimmy and Jay, and then maybe you put, you know, Jacob Fatu there, and then the rest, the young guys, are all Roman, is all The Rock's people.
I have another question for you.
I have a question.
So, to steal a line from Mr. Gonzo, I have a question. So, is this finally the WWE's version of Bullet Club?
Dude, you know what? They may have done it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you got two Bullet Club guys.
A Polynesian Bullet Club.
You have the separation now of the Civil War.
Yeah.
Right? They're the cool guys. People get kicked in and out. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, the Usos are out. Sami Zayn was out. Roman status is up in the air.
It could be, yeah. I think they might have done it. They've been wanting to do it for a long time. They figured it out. How to do a faction.
This is like their version of like whatever it is. Yeah.
They're doing factions well again.
Yes.
You know, even the Judgment Day stuff from Monday. Did you see Liv Morgan's promo photos?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Did you see the purple bandana in her pocket just peeking out?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Great.
Really good
so
stuff.
Well done, right? That is above wrestling booking. And writing. It's becoming like an actual writing of a TV show.
Yes.
It's amazing when you take an 80-something-year-old old man out of the creative equations, what happens?
Who doesn't rewrite stuff at the last minute.
Who doesn't rewrite stuff at the very last
minute. And plus,
second,
listen, say what you want about Triple H, but we've always said, like, this guy loves cool wrestling stuff. You know? Like, he grew up with cool wrestling stuff. He did cool wrestling stuff. You know? And I've mentioned this last week. This guy loves wrestling so much, he put himself in the Shield. At one point.
Yeah.
For
Kurt
one
Angle
match.
Was in the Shield,
Kurt
too.
Angle was in the Shield, too.
You know who could have been in the Shield in my alternate universe? Yeah. That I like a Mandela effect sometimes? Big Show.
Oh.
Did Big Show ever put on the vest?
But it was
way too small on him.
Imagine.
Right? That had to have happened.
Sierra Hotel. Big Show.
Big Show. Sierra Hotel, India.
Just like straight up, like big, like cargo pants. Oh, the
vest. Yeah, you know what? If that guy put on a vest and cargo pants, he would have been fine. He didn't have to wear that stupid Andre the Giant outfit.
That would have been that would have been fun.
To kind of skim through this really quickly, right? Because we want to touch on other things here, too. Tungaloa debuted. Samoan Spike for the win. Paul Heyman reluctantly accepted. Acceptance of the group at the end was perfect.
Yeah.
Fantastic job by Paul.
Terrified of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's lost control.
Yep.
You know, in another world, Brock Lesnar would be coming to rescue him.
In another world.
And so would CM Punk. You know what? That's another weird creative booking. You could do all the Paul Heyman people.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that faction.
Triple threat. Bayley defeated Naomi and Tiffany Stratton. This was a great match. I love this.
Really
Tiffany
good.
Stratton looked really good.
Strong.
Very strong. And they're booking her to be very athletic. I mean, she's great. I'm glad they're taking time with this. Really good. The Bailey song, Jess actually, it's funny because she sent me a TikTok. She goes, oh, this was really cool. Must have been really nice for Bailey. And I'm like, what? You guys hung out a couple times and now you're best friends? You're sending me TikToks of your friend Bailey? It's just amazing. You know, what a great feeling that must be for her. Like 12,000 people just singing to you. Like,
oh, forget it.
In another country. You know, everybody, it's a global audience, but they generally, they do these shows in North America.
Right.
You know, generally. Now they're traveling more, but it's amazing to see that reach of one person.
Yeah.
Like, as like a talent, as a wrestler, like, that must feel, look, I get goosebumps. Like, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you're in Europe, it's easy to travel to other countries to go see wrestling. You know, like, you have a lot of fans from Germany, a lot of fans from, like, Spain, I'm assuming, you know, just everywhere kind of, like, went to Lyon. It's very cool stuff, man. Yeah. And I believe Tiffany Stratton was a former competitive gymnast.
Yeah, she was, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. So, time. You know, but she's dope.
She was on the Olympic team. Yeah.
Even your uncle, Dave Meltzer, said that she has the potential to be the best in-ring women's worker.
My uncle Bob said the same thing too.
From the States. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your lawyer?
Huh. Tiffany Stratton. He gave me all the facts.
I can't believe they cut him off at the party.
Yeah. They tried to beat him up. It was terrible. Unbelievable. That poor man. He did not want to come for the after party.
I know.
He went home. No, it got weird when you left.
When I left?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah. Two people
got weird?
Phil?
Well, yeah.
And Coco.
I mean, that's a given.
Got very weird.
No, I took Coco home.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh,
I did.
Phil?
Yeah.
Got very weird.
Yeah. No, I took Coco home. Coco was done.
Yeah. Coco Jumbo. My father calls him Coco Jumbo when he eats too much, and he starts singing that song to him.
Oh, what song?
And he counts how many pizzas he eats. I'm not even kidding you.
You believe that fucking guy had seven Coco Jumbo.
Oh, my God. It's the best. And then he sings it with his accent. So good. Fantastic. Damian Priest defeated Jey Uso to retain the title. The crowd added cell phone light. Dude, that was great. The Jey Uso entrance, fantastic. Yeah, Damian looks great. They got to build him. They got to keep building him.
Yes.
Judgment Day got involved. Damian didn't want them to be involved. They could be splitting it. They could be not.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill defeated Kairi Sane and Asuka to win the tag match.
So dope.
They got lost somewhere in this match. It was around the middle, right, MG? I'm putting you on air.
Yes, it was. And it was a spot where the ref called out, said, you're not legal to Kairi. And Kairi looked confused like, I am. So, and then that was weird from that point on. So, and then they got it back on track, and then it kind of worked itself out.
Yeah.
But I do with the communication with them between Gorilla and them, because they couldn't hear anything in that building.
It's very loud. So, very, very loud.
That might have been
wild.
It.
Yeah. Got a lot of good loud crowds, like that Knicks game from the other night.
Yo.
Really wild.
Last night.
Last night was really wild. Like, so loud, you know? Like,
I was sweating.
Yeah, me too.
I was sweating me for
too.
That game.
Me too.
Yo, the Mets won.
Oh, the Mets won. The Knicks won.
Knicks won. Rangers tonight. New York's hot again. Yankees, I don't. They're doing okay.
Yeah,
I don't dislike the Yankees. I'm not a Yankee hater.
I'm not a Yankee hater either.
I don't love them, but I'm not a hater.
I prefer the Mets.
I appreciate it. They're in the playoffs. You know what? Good for them.
Much like the Nets. I'm not a huge fan of the Nets.
I don't like the Nets.
But, you know.
There's nothing to like about the Nets.
Knicks basketball, baby.
Now, if they played at UBS, I probably would like them.
Okay.
I don't like that building.
Okay.
Jade looked great. She did some really cool stuff. At one point, she hit a springboard crossbody. Her finish looked great. Impressive. New tag women's champions. Excellent. And a main event. Cody Rhodes, AJ Styles, undisputed WWE Championship. Won 27 minutes.
Good Lord.
This crowd was on fire. It was the hard cam.
Yeah.
They couldn't keep the shot on it because it was bouncing all over the place.
It's shaking.
And I got to tell you. I watched this match twice. Okay?
Yeah.
This was not a WWE-style match. This was as close to a New Japan-style match as you will get in modern-day WWE.
Yes.
It was awesome. Terrific. This is one of AJ's best matches in WWE. Not his best match, but best match. This is probably Cody's best match.
Technically best match.
Okay. Yeah. I would say I really like that ladder match with Sammy Guevara. I thought that was fantastic.
Yes.
My favorite Cody match is him and Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing that tops that.
Nothing will. Yeah.
But athletically, this was quite possibly his best. I want to know, chat room, what do you think?
Him versus Dustin, and then him and Dustin versus the Bucks. Sammy Guevara ladder match.
I don't remember that match as much as I should. The tag match.
The tag match, and I would throw in the match where Cody burned his back.
Oh, with Andrade. Yeah. That was a wild one, too.
Yeah.
Cody, Seth, Hell in a Cell. That's you know what?
That's
again,
a sleeper, yeah.
That wasn't a better match as far as athletics, but there was so much emotion there, right?
Bigman Dogs in the chat says, wait, you could be a fan of two teams from the same city in America?
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yes.
Isn't that wild?
That's right, yeah.
But I also think, like, if you're from the same state, and, like, California, they got, like, 18 teams. But their teams are so separated. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah.
If you're a Padres fan,
yeah,
are you really going to be, you know,
an Athletics fan?
Whatever.
Yeah. Like an Oakland A's fan?
San Francisco.
Sure.
Are you a Giants fan?
No.
It's big. You don't have to be. But in New York,
yeah,
everybody's like, it's the same. You're like 5 miles away.
Right. We don't really get, I think that was like an allusion to hooliganism. We don't really get hooliganism here. You know, where it's like, oh, mate, you left the Mets?
I was at the Mets on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And my seats were by where all the Cubs fans were.
Oh. Cubs fans are like Mets fans, though.
They were fine.
Yeah.
we're used to being losers.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. We were down 4-0. We came back 1-7-6.
Cubs fans are the Mets fans of Chicago.
Yeah. I got it, dude. I appreciate it. We're just forever losers. And that's fine. It's good. Mm-hmm. It builds character.
Cody Wardlow cage match. That was a good one.
Yeah. Oh, so Cody kicked Cody Wardlow. That was another great one. Mm-hmm. But I think this is probably one of his best matches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Top
for sure.
Two, top three, whatever you want to rank it. He kicked that at one.
Yeah.
Out of a burning hammer. Unbelievable. Great job. I loved it. I loved this. I loved that match. It was great. The pay-per-view was so much fun. This was fascinating. Backlash drew the largest arena show gate in WWE history.
How wild is that?
With only 11,800 in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like $300 a ticket was the average cost.
Wow.
Yo, this is it.
Premium.
They're just robbing Europe.
Yeah.
the record previously was held at Money in the Bank last year in London.
Wow.
Reports came out that the crowd started chanting an hour before the show even began.
Yeah.
In the press conference, Triple H mentioned he couldn't hear anything in the back. He also made a weird comment about Fightful and PW Insider. Mm-hmm. Which I believe he apologized for later.
I think he misspoke.
He misspoke. I think he tried to. One day I'll tell a story.
He was like, if you want some good wrestling coverage, check out Beyond the Bell on Fightful.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it came out as like, the reputable organizations.
And then he went.
Yeah.
With his water.
I mean, it is what it is.
He misspoke and then apologized, right?
He apologized.
So at the press conference, Triple H mentioned that you couldn't hear anything in the back.
Yeah.
Michael Cole and Corey Graves could not hear anything on commentary. That's how loud it was. Imagine being in a place where the loudness is so loud that you can't do shit.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's a great problem to have. I mean, your audience is totally engaged. While you go to some shows here and everybody's just sitting on their hands.
But it also, I think, helps drive the product further because you turn that on and you go, yo, I kind of want to go to a WWE show now.
Here's a reason why I think that may be possible.
Okay.
Okay? Phone consumption.
Interesting.
Okay?
Okay.
When I was in Ireland,
mm-hmm.
I was sitting down, I was with a bunch of people, and I'm sitting down, and I'm like, nobody has their cell phones out.
Yeah.
It was a bar. It was like a Friday night at a bar. Everybody's young, you know. Nobody had their cell phones out. He goes, no, you don't take it out at the bar. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, nobody, like, you take it out to look at it, and you put it away.
Right,
nobody's sitting. Why are you sitting on a phone like this?
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's more, I don't know. Listen, this is just off the top. Maybe this is more of like a weird American thing or North American thing where we're on our phones, even at a show. I'm on my phone, and I'm guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly doing stuff on here, and I see everybody else in the buildings doing stuff on their phone. You miss things when you watch wrestling like that, especially a live event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Forget it.
I saw you're melting.
I'm melting a little.
Yeah. I had to turn it back on. Yeah, look at Brian Knight. This is what Triple H said.
I only trust Andrew and Rich.
Yeah.
Actual quote. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Triple H. I know you're watching.
Yeah, thanks, honey. I named my kid after him. WWE Raw results. This was last night. It was okay. What did you think of it? It was a okay Raw.
It was a fine Raw.
It was all tournaments, yeah. You know, and that kind of, the audience kind of dies when that happens. So,
yeah.
WWE King of the Ring first round match. Jey Uso defeated Finn Balor. This was supposed to be Drew McIntyre, but he's not medically cleared.
Yeah.
He tried to interfere. McIntyre was backstage with Pierce, complaining that he still wants to wrestle. He gets frustrated, gets in his car, and leaves. Right at that moment, here comes CM Punk in a 74 Z28. That was my dad's Camaro, by the way. My dad had a 78 Z28.
Wow.
He shows up. He goes to the ring. He's talking trash.
Mm-hmm.
He called out Drew McIntyre. He called him a coward at the end. He made a reference to Jack Perry, right? MG?
Was it like
it was, okay? What was the line?
I don't have it like word for word.
Is he on the air?
He's on the air.
Okay,
yeah.
He's on the air.
You're up at bat right now, man.
You're up to bat and
hit
you,
a homer.
You failed. You know what's crazy? Everybody was like, it was crickets, right?
Yeah.
People like, look, nobody knows. It was like a lot of the choke artist. Yes, he called him a choke artist.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I have to tell you, Pat. And then
I have to tell
Pat
you
that
you're off the air now.
Strike out.
Strike. You struck it out. Yeah, maybe strike next at bat you'll do better. Maybe you get a base hit.
MG at the bat.
He called him a choke artist.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's like, oh my God, look, nobody reacted. Nobody. I'm like, I have no idea. Like, it went over my head that was a Jack Perry reference. Totally went over my head. Did you did you get it when you heard it?
I didn't get it when I heard it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It was said like in such a, I don't know. I it meant nothing.
I also don't look for stuff like that when I watch wrestling. It's usually after the fact where I'm like,
okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's cool. Okay, let's go back to the cell phone thing real quick.
Yeah, go.
So FCN Toby says, in Germany, it's the same as the U.S. Everyone is on their phone, even in the cinema or on the floor at the disco. In Japan, phone is highly discouraged. The thing I hate about U.S. wrestling fans, as a wrestling fan from Europe, every damn time I had to stay up my seats in USA because everybody's getting food all the time.
Oh, yeah. That is a thing, yeah. And I got to tell you, Rich knows my weird thing about eating in public.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe how much food people consume in public.
Or like eating in front of other people.
I don't want to eat in like at my seats at an arena.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not knocking you. You eat. You do you. Don't even, this has nothing to do with you. I'm not talking to any individual right now.
Uh-huh.
But when I was at the Garden, right? The last time, I had a suite. Fine. They hooked me up, whatever.
Yeah.
Great. And then I had a regular seat for the other show. Great. Fantastic seats. The people in front of me had so much food. It was four people. I cannot believe that it's humanly possible to consume that kind of food in an environment like that.
Uh-huh.
Sodas like this big,
just
everything you could imagine. Four people.
I get such.
I was so grossed by it.
I know.
And you know what they were? They were putting it on the floor.
Oh yeah.
And then picking it up. I'm like, oh.
Food on that floor.
Dude, you don't need to eat, dude. Don't eat. Nobody should be eating ever. Never ever. Food is poison.
I do. I do get a really big kick out of the stuff that you judge people for.
Yo, airplane
and
eating.
I think it's.
I will get kicked off of
a
flight.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that either, to be honest with you.
I'm not even kidding you. The last flight, I swear to God, I swear on my children.
Oh, my God.
The last flight I was on.
Here it comes. Yeah.
This freaking guy brought just like kimchi.
Oh, he brought that vinegar.
Like,
he brought pickled.
I
got some pickled stuff on that plane.
I couldn't believe. And you know what time my flights are?
Mm-hmm.
This is like a 7 a.m. flight. 8 a.m. It was an 8 o'clock. It was a little later. This man is eating kimchi and rice and whatever meat. The whole plane stinks.
Yeah.
And those are the moments that I contemplate just opening that door and just jumping out.
Yeah, that emergency door.
A lot of things bother me.
You do travel with a parachute, though.
I do, always, always. Yeah.
I know a lot of things bother you. I think the Fightful audience needs to know these things, though.
They will slowly figure out my
your predicament,
my struggles.
can we make this my
mental struggles?
Can we make this a segment?
Andrew, what's Andrew suffering from today?
Yeah, like what bothers Andrew, and then it's whatever the day of. Like I know crowds.
People, I don't like. That's why I don't do stadiums. I don't like stadiums.
People eating in public in front of you.
It depends what they're eating.
Okay.
It's like, where are we? Are we in a restaurant? Is it like a big restaurant? It doesn't bother me.
Not a restaurant. I'm saying like ball game. Like you just explained.
Have a hot dog.
Right.
You know what? You're at a ball game. Peanuts, Cracker Jacks, a burger,
sure.
Hot dog.
What about nachos? Yeah, you don't like watching people eat nachos. Yeah, you mentioned that to me once.
This thing.
Yeah. Crunching.
Too much. Okay. I don't. You know what bothers me now at Mets?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets sushi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't get sushi at the seats.
Big thing.
Don't get sushi at the seats. That's not how it's intended to be eaten. With your disgusting hands in the heat and the sun.
Oh, it's so good.
If I became mayor, you know what I would do? Remember how outdoor dining was such a big thing here in New York? Yeah. I would ban all outdoor dining.
Really?
You can't even eat in your house, outside in your backyard. Gone.
Really?
No outdoor dining. Barbecues canceled.
Now,
carbon monoxide all the way. You're just consuming the smoke.
Now, is it because you just don't like people's mouths when they eat, or you don't like the noises, or is it everything? Is it everything associated with it?
Watching people consume food.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
Which is very funny and ironic because you have very excellent parties at your house regularly.
Doesn't bother me.
And everybody's eating all day.
Yeah. It doesn't. Everybody's been screened. Everybody's been cleaned. I hose people down after every meal. It's like I put on a hazmat suit. Everybody gets washed.
Have you guys seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt, staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looked more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix it with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike the other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade, has hundreds of 5-star reviews. I love the taste of this. I love the way that I feel after drinking it. I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother, body looks leaner, I have energy all day. I just feel younger. And the flavor is so much better than other green drinks. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Every purchase is packed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, boost of energy, and overall a healthier body, go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everybody has to get nude, and everybody gets sprayed down.
Hey, listen, that's a lot of fun. That's why I come back.
That's why Rich is here all the time.
That's why I come back. Like that. Like,
see? Cadillac Carson in the chat. Watching people eat cereal can be gross.
Yeah, but cereal's not a public food.
To some people it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the question? What is Andrew's hot dog order? Other than a handshake? On the side. What's my hot dog order?
Mm-hmm.
When I order a hot dog at a game?
Yeah. Hot dog.
Just the dog, no bun, room temperature. Swallow it whole. Gross. One shot. No bites. No
glizzy.
Bites.
Getting that glizzy. We don't live in the Midwest, so we don't, like, hot dog culture isn't popular here.
No, we got hot dog carts everywhere.
You know,
when's the last time you got one? A dirty water dog.
I honestly think I was 25 and it made me sick. That was like
I can't even
time.
Look at them.
Yeah. That was the last time. Yeah. When I was a kid, forget it. Like, that was like, you know, you got a couple of bucks in your pocket and you're hungry, get a $2 hot dog.
I went with Mike one time. There's a hot dog cart by me, by my office. So he's like, I want to get a hot dog. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get one too. Mm-hmm. We got online. He ordered his first. I walked away. I said, you're making a huge mistake. And I just went back to the office.
And?
He made a huge mistake.
Was it a big mistake?
Big mistake.
Yeah, tough. Listen, you go to a game. I get a hot dog. I like a little mustard and ketchup on it.
You could put a ketchup on a hot dog. Yeah. Don't let these people bully you that you can't.
Never. Ketchup and mustard on the hot dog.
Chili?
If sauerkraut's available, yes.
Yeah.
Not chili, not at the ball game.
Not at the ball game. Yeah. I don't want
the spilly shit, you know?
How do you eat your hot dog? Let me see.
Like a corn cob?
You know how mine is? Like this. Like this.
Whoop.
Goes right down.
That's right, because you used to be in the circus.
I was in the circus for years. The Big Apple Circus. Not Barnum and Bailey. I never made it to that one.
You're in the Big Apple Circus.
Yeah. What else do we have here?
Okay. All right. We got like 25 minutes. Do you want to just open it up to questions?
We could do that. Yeah. So I'll go through this. I'm having fun today. Okay. This is a wacky show. Two tournament matches were moved to the weekend live event. Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, and Kofi Kingston and Rey Mysterio. Next week's lineup for Raw will be Jey Uso, Ilja Dragunov. Oh, let's talk about him.
Yes.
How awesome is he?
He's great, man.
That match with Ricochet, fantastic. Ricochet is so good.
Ricochet is awesome. I feel like, I caught up with the rest of Raw like this morning, but after that match with Ricochet, I felt like I was like, I don't need to see any more of the show today. And I put on Shawn Michaels' Mankind from In Your House. And that was like the rest of my night. Yeah. And then I watched the rest of Raw this morning.
You know what I've been watching? A lot of World Class.
Ooh,
yo, yeah. How about that lady at the party? She was friends with the Von Erichs.
Oh yeah,
that's Jess's mom's best friend.
I was gonna say, who was that lady?
Jess's mom's best friend.
Unfamiliar to us.
She came over randomly. She's like, oh, Eileen said something that you guys do wrestling. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, oh, I grew up with the Von Erich boys. I'm like, really? And I kept pushing to see like how much she knew. She knew everything.
She knew everything. And she knew everybody. Yeah.
She goes, Gino was my crush. He was so sweet. He knew everything. You know who she had the hots for? The Missing Link.
Oh, absolutely.
The Missing Link.
No, because remember I was like,
oh, which one?
I was like, Freebirds. And she's like, oh, yeah. I was
Michael.
Like, which one? And she was like, oh, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
Michael. so many older women I've met in my life.
Dude.
Love that dude.
Yeah. How do you not? Look what he wears.
It's true.
Yeah. He's ready for the Play His Ball. Remember, he was in that documentary, that Showtime Play His Ball documentary that Ice-T did, right?
But that was really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Ilja Dragunov, man.
Yeah, fantastic. The dude is so freaking good. Get your questions ready in the chat, guys. We're going to do a longer Q&A segment today.
Yes.
Next week's Raw, Jey Uso, Ilja Dragunov, Gunther, $1 million that dude right now. Kofi Kingston, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Lyra Valkyrie, Zoe Stark, Io Sky, Shayna Baszler, or Zelina Vega, depending on the weekend.
Yeah.
So while we were, while the Kentucky Derby was happening, they announced WrestleMania 41 will take place not in Minneapolis, as we were talking about. Yeah. It's going to take place in Vegas, April 19th and 20th. Isn't that Easter weekend?
Easter Sunday, yeah.
Why would they run it on Easter Sunday?
I mean, it's Easter Sunday in Vegas. You know, I feel like
that's... Is that a big thing?
I feel like that's the one city to do it in. If you're going to do it on an Easter Sunday, you know, it's like a slower week. So get more people coming.
It's also my anniversary that day. Yeah. 420.
So are you going to Vegas?
Is it my 20th? Hold on. Is that my 20th anniversary?
Yeah.
Next year's WrestleMania will be my 20-year anniversary.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
With Jess.
With Jess.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm 400. She's like my 8th wife.
Timeless.
No, I don't think that's Easter Sunday, dude.
It's Easter and 420.
Wow. That is weird. Why are they doing it on Easter?
Yeah, why not? Listen. People,
well, there goes us going.
It's not like people are not going to go.
Yeah, but there goes us going.
You know, I'd go.
You want to go?
Oh, I'd go, yeah. I don't know. I'd go, okay.
My 20th year anniversary, going to WrestleMania, and it's Easter. I can't pull it off.
I'm a good Catholic boy, right?
Yeah.
Easter,
Christos Anesti.
Easter, yes. Easter was not a big thing for us.
Growing up.
We had a very dour Easter.
Oh, huge for us.
Not huge for us. Huge for my wife, my boy Alex. They have the Greek Easter, right?
Yeah, but they're like fanatical. Yes. About slaughtering the animals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's even Nastasia at the party was explaining that she was having 60 people over and a goat and a lamb.
Yeah. The whole neighborhood smelled
delicious.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But I didn't grow up in like an Easter. Like, it wasn't like a big thing to have like a million people over. It was just always a quiet lunch with the folks, you know? And they don't talk.
They don't talk.
Not to each other. I'm saying like just like while we're eating, no talking. You know, no Easter egg hunts, nothing like that.
Oh no,
so
we do.
So I would go.
So we still do one for the adults.
Okay,
for Justice's family.
Mm-hmm.
We have one for the kids. Then by the time the adults are doing it, we're all loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like grand prizes. It's like $250 in cash.
Wow.
There's bottles of everything. Like it's like a real thing. And somebody is bleeding and somebody's crying. Wow. Generally. One of Justice's cousins is bleeding.
It's like a UFC.
Oh, it's like a UFC. You have to see it. It's always recorded, too. I'll play it one time. I'll play it on Mat Men. I have it from this year.
Please, yeah.
We'll do that on Friday. Anyway, if you want more Rich and Andrew, there you go. See our producer?
Look at that.
Friday, 10:30 Eastern on our YouTube channel, at Mat Men Podcast. You can check us out there. We're not allowed to bring that show here. Too dirty.
Yeah.
Let's do questions.
Yeah, let's do some questions, guys. If you feel like you want to super chat us, feel free to, and your question will be bumped to the top.
Can I touch on a quick thing here?
Sure.
AEW on from last week.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Omega's back. I think these are the missing pieces now.
Yeah.
Okay, because people have actually, you know what? Get your AEW questions ready, and I'll just do my AEW conversation during a Q&A.
Yeah.
And send over whatever you're doing.
Well, we do have a super
very
chat.
Very loose show today.
Yes. We do have a super chat pertinent to the A-dubs. You ready?
Yeah.
It's from Paul Anthony Moss. The end of Dynamite seemed to set up an in-ring return of Kenny Omega versus the Elite eventually. Think this happens at All In? If so, versus Okada or Jack Perry?
So I don't know when they should do it. I don't. It depends how healthy he is, for starters, right?
Well, he immediately called out Okada when he came to the ring.
He
right?
did. And Okada said, I'm the best bout machine now.
Uh-huh.
And then punched him in his tummy.
So good. So good.
I think having Kenny on TV
mm-hmm.
is a great move.
Yeah.
You're building to a big pay-per-view
yep.
for you. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's a big pay-per-view for them. Hangman should be coming back.
Yep.
I would not be shocked if we see MJF at Double or Nothing at this point.
Okay.
I think... Listen, they're doing a show here in Long Island at mm-hmm. UBS. How can he not show up... Even if he's not ring ready,
yeah.
it would be not smart. But if you want to move some tickets, you announce him for the show. MJF will be here. Or you start alluding that he may be there.
Right.
I would think you kind of want... Actually, let me backtrack here. Next week is going to be interesting.
Okay.
And it's going to be telling.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine the earliest that they would announce any kind of AEW deal would be next Wednesday.
Okay.
Because those are the upfronts. If it's ready and it's done,
mm-hmm.
great. I don't know if that's going to be the case.
Okay.
I don't know. I think they're working on... I mean, they are working. I don't think. I know they're working mm-hmm. on it. And I know they've made progress with it. I still anticipate it soon. I don't know what that means. But I would say the earliest is upfronts.
Yeah.
You would have to next week.
Yeah.
We'll know. We'll know then. If it's ready, they're going to announce it at upfronts. If it's not, then we're probably a couple months out or a month out or
right,
whatever it
right.
is. MJF showing up at Double or Nothing would be the right move to get everything going.
Yes. But in what capacity does he show up?
I don't know.
Is Cole healthy enough to be a viable opponent for Swerve to get screwed by a returning MJF?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, because I feel like that has to be the way to go. And, you know, like the chatter online is interesting, too, because people want MJF to team up with Kenny and Hangman.
Yeah, but Hangman was the heel here. Unless you're doing a reset on him.
I think Hangman has that. I think Hangman has that mystique and aura where whenever he returns as a full babyface.
Yeah. Okay. You could do that. Yeah. And I guess it's your blood and guts match.
Right.
You could do that. You could do whatever. Anarchy in the arena or whatever you're doing.
Or, listen, like I said, put Hangman in a suit. Have him be corporate Hangman for a little bit.
Oh, with them.
With them, yeah.
Like they give him an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Got all right. This is from Amir. Do you think they're overstating MJF's injury and he'll be back soon?
I think I would imagine he's coming back soon. I don't know the depth of the injury. I don't think he got surgery. I think that was just put out there. But I mean, I want to see him back.
Yeah.
You know, he did good as champion for them. You know, a lot of people were critical, lot of the decline happened after, you know, viewership decline, right?
Yeah.
Hangman's not there. He was part of that original group.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny has not been there. He's not wrestling. You built Swerve up, but
right.
Your previous champion is gone that you were building a year on.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Cole, a big program that you dedicated all this time to, he's injured. So
right.
I think once these pieces happen, it'll open up again.
Yeah, once they get, like, more key players back.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is from Mod Revolve. How do you feel about Double or Nothing?
I feel that this is the least hyped one.
Yes, I agree with you.
But I also think it's just they've gotten a little cold, and it's not going to feel that way. I don't know what the ticket sales are. I got to look on Russell's vote, no? Wrestle Ticks.
Gotta look on wrestling.
I get all my wrestling news from Tracy Morgan. That's who gives me all my wrestling info. If somebody could find it for me, that would be great. MG, that's you. Yeah,
Mr. Gonzo.
Yeah.
Does Liv beat Becky in Saudi Arabia?
I hope so.
Ooh, this is another one from Amir. Have you heard any matches planned for Forbidden Door?
Yes, but I can't talk about it. I've heard two possible matches.
I do think Okada Kenny, if Kenny's healthy.
I wouldn't do it there.
No?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't do it in Long Island. Those animals don't deserve this.
They don't deserve Kenny Okada?
No, we don't deserve Kenny Okada.
Wow.
I think you do that all in if you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mega WrestleMania level match.
Yeah.
You know?
Question.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a burgeoning relationship between New Japan and WWE?
No. I think everybody, like, they're not aggressive against them, but I think that relationship is very tight with
AEW.
I think if Okada went, it would have been a very different story.
Oh yeah.
Very, very different story about that relationship with them, but I don't think it's there.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
The Bucks did suspend Hangman.
So. Yeah.
Let's see. This is from Ace. Should AEW do more to book Mercedes Moné despite her being injured?
Should AEW do more to book Mercedes? I mean, I don't know what else they could do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... I think part of her problem was... She came, and it was very long, right? Mm-hmm. Like, from the time that people started talking about her debut to the time that it happened, it created this weird, polarized internet conversation around it.
Yeah.
Then she showed up, and she did her thing, and she did very little. I don't know what people wanted her to do, but she didn't do a lot.
Right.
And her promo style is not the same. I don't necessarily like a babyface Mercedes to begin with.
Careful.
I know they're going to come after me again.
Careful.
They're going to come after me. You know they spray painted me?
Yeah, they NWO'd you.
They NWO'd me with just like different color. Whatever color hair she has that week, that's what they sprayed me with. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
Dollar signs all over you.
Unbelievable. I don't like our promo. So it comes off flat. It comes off very disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come off real. But those are learning, you know, that's growing pains. She's going to have to evolve, and she's going to have to change the way that she's doing stuff. And now with the program with Willow, you know where they're headed.
Right.
Once she gets in there and starts having matches and gets more comfortable, I think it's going to be fine.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
Listen, I don't think I never thought it was going to be a game changer for them.
Right.
I think it's a great addition to creating a really healthy women's roster.
I think that one, from my personal perspective, I think that one was for the fans.
Yeah, but also, you know, she's a great wrestler.
Yeah.
She's a great character. Why not? Why would you not want her?
But people go nuts for her. She has that
she it, has something.
She has that it factor where people have missed her on television, you know, and have followed her in her journey.
I just fear this is going to be like an Andrade.
That she's going to...
She's going to have some really good matches. And she's going to have like... And then she's going to go right back.
Number 30 at the Royal Rumble?
Yeah. I don't know how long her contract... I just fear... I fear that's what's going to end up happening.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to be wrong.
Because she was a Triple H lady, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Let's see. What? Okay. Hang on.
Okay. Give me the numbers for Double or Nothing.
It's in the notes.
I'm taking them back off here.
This is from Brian Knight.
Yeah.
What is a Ricky Stark status with AEW? It's odd that he's not being used like before. Also, where will Ethan Page go next? At WWE?
I want to talk about Ethan Page because I think he's super talented. Yes. Right now, 5,720 tickets distributed. It's currently set up for 6,900. There's about 1,000 tickets available.
Okay. That's not terrible.
No, but not great.
It's not great. It's not terrible.
For pay-per-view.
For a destination pay-per-view, yeah. As far as the Ricky Stark stuff, I feel like he's on his way out.
Listen, man, a lot of stop and goes, a lot of, he was really hot at one point, and they just couldn't pull the trigger. I think that Punk program, whatever they did, was really weird.
Yeah.
And then Edge destroyed him.
Listen, he'd be the king of NXT.
He would be so good there.
Yeah,
he'd
absolutely
be fantastic there.
Yeah, I think put that guy, make him the promo and the guy on NXT, build a show around him, and I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
This is from Amir. Can you say if the matches you heard are of the same caliber of the dream matches we got last year? Okada, Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, and Ospreay Kenny.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
You know it's going to be good.
I listen. I don't know. I've heard matches. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Everything changes.
Yeah.
They have time. They got 2 months.
What would be your top two dream matches for Forbidden Door?
CM Punk, Jungle Boy. You know what I want to see? People are gonna. I want to see Takeshita Naito.
Yes.
Or you could even do like if they did Okada Naito. Would people be upset at that? They would, right? Because
right.
That's not really a forbidden door. You've mm-hmm. seen that happen. Moxie's a world champion.
Yeah.
Anybody, right? Do Yota Tsuji.
Okay.
Okay? Moxley, Yota Tsuji. I want Yota Tsuji involved in this. I think he's
absolutely
unbelievable.
Yeah, 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 same.
I have the same feeling with him as that I did when I first saw Nakamura.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, the first time you saw the whole thing, like this thing, and like doing the Statue of Liberty shit, mm-hmm. I thought it was great. You were focused in on him. I like Yota Tsuji. He has something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way.
Good introduction to the American audience.
Great. I would have Tsuji involved. You could do something with Mox. I mean, even like a Mox Okada.
Mox Okada for that belt would be awesome.
Freaking great.
I would say, I think my dream match would be Swerve Naito, and Naito takes the AEW championship.
Swerve and Naito. You know what? That is a great Forbidden Door match.
And Naito takes it. Naito wins it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. I mean, yeah.
Because Mox has the IWGP. Why not?
Naito Mox 2, you could do that.
Naito Mox 2 would be good.
Okay, you could swap a title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could do that. There's so many different things they could do, and that's the fun thing about this. And also CMLL. Do you incorporate CMLL in this?
I think
you have to.
I think this has to be their biggest Forbidden Door.
Well, last year was huge.
I feel like this has to be bigger. Yeah, get
got it.
Get it, Andrew.
I got it.
Get it.
I got it. Ew, it's on me.
There's another one from Amir. Why is Danhausen working so many indies and not on AEW TV? Is he getting punished or something?
He's very evil.
Yeah. It's air quotes.
Yeah. That's how I do it. Whenever I have to quote something that's like very inappropriate, I do to Danhausen, but I go like this.
Volador Jr. versus Brian Danielson and Ishii versus Takeshita.
All right, cool. Cool, very that. Cool.
Yeah. If Ricky Starks went to WWE, would there be fears he would get lost on the card? I'm telling you, man, NXT, king of NXT.
I you know, that's such a great question. I'll tell you why. It's a very unpredictable WWE now.
Yeah.
Like, because of the venues that they're going to now.
Yeah.
So international changes things for pay-per-views. I can't predict if Ricky would get lost.
Okay. He's a Cody guy.
He is a Cody guy. So he's going to be, and Jade is a Cody guy, Cody girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that means anything, but I think he's unbelievably talented.
I think there's an...
Will they work the act, though? Is it too much like Dwayne or LA Knight, you know?
I think they'd work the act because he brings that New Orleans flair.
Yeah.
You know? Also, I think like there has to be some level of deep trust with Cody because, A, he has not steered them wrong since his return.
No.
He brought them Jade.
Yep.
He probably is going to bring them Ricky.
Yeah, and I think he would do great. I don't think he would get lost. I think he'd do great. I think he would carve out a place for him. Here's a question for you.
Sure.
And the audience, too. Ciampa and Gargano, mm-hmm. right? Did they make the right decision by staying? Because at that time, we kept saying, it's good they didn't go to AEW. They would have been lost in that shuffle.
Yeah.
Because it was so top-heavy, that roster. Would you say the same now? Would they get lost in that shuffle in AEW?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think, I think unfortunately, they didn't capitalize because of whoever was in charge. They didn't capitalize on them coming out of NXT with heat.
Well, remember, they came in and then they left.
Right.
They like did this weird thing with them.
Mm-hmm. They had those five, it was like five debuts in one night.
Yeah.
And then they went back down and then back up, right? Like the Goldie stuff with Ciampa is some of the most untouchable wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff of all time.
Yeah. And then, but then they fucked up because they turned Gargano into a heel.
Right.
And he had his faction to get Austin Theory over, which I don't think it did anything for Austin Theory, to be honest. Yeah. I think it actually harmed him a little bit.
I think they fudged them up a little bit. You know, would you debut them as DIY or as a tag team?
I think
AEW.
I think Ciampa would have done well.
Okay.
Okay. I think the whole, you know, what is it, Sicilian psychopath? Mm-hmm. That's what I call Coco, by the way, after a couple bottles of wine. I think he could have done something more than I love Gargano.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This is a guy that I would go see him on the indies.
Absolutely.
Know?
Yeah.
Regularly. I think he would have had more of a kind of a main positioning.
Yeah.
But who knows? You know?
JM, isn't Ricky Starks a Cody guy who is friends with CM Punk?
I guess so.
I don't think they're punishing the Punk guys.
No, I don't think they're punishing the Punk guys.
Not at all.
I could tell you Tony doesn't think that way at all.
Yeah. Let's see. When do you see Julia debuting in WWE? Corey Brennan says it will be on July 7th at NXT Heat.
That's possible. Yeah, I think the summer for sure. 100% the summer.
Ciampa would have worked Moxley. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, dude, they would have bled everywhere.
That great feud. Yeah.
You know what? Those NXT, that era of NXT, they came off. It was so different.
Yeah.
2013 comes, 2014 comes, 2015. Now you're like, oh, man, what is going on?
Yeah.
16 was fantastic. That was the beginning. Mm-hmm. 15, 16, 17, 18, unbelievable.
Well, that's because, there was no AEW.
And it was Ring of Honor.
Right. There was no AEW.
A better production.
It was a better produced Ring of Honor, and they got all the guys you wanted to see.
Yeah.
The return of Drew McIntyre, Bobby Roode. I do miss that Bobby, that NXT era Bobby Roode.
Oh, great.
So amazing.
And you know who else was that? James Storm was there for like a hot second.
James Storm was there for a hot second.
The Authors of Pain and DIY match was unbelievable.
Yeah.
They had these great tag matches with some teams that you would not have imagined.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic stuff. Great stuff.
The Arthurs of Pain.
The Arthurs of Pain. They're all named Arthur.
Uh-huh. They'll be Arthur's kids. Do you feel DIY should remain a tag team or split up? I think you have to keep them as a tag team.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think they need their old music back.
Yes.
Everybody needs their old music back. Yes. That is a problem, though. And I'm glad that everybody has recognized how terrible their music is.
Yeah.
That meme that's on TikTok now.
Yeah.
Is like The Undertaker's music. Okay.
Done by Def Rebel.
What is it? Def Rebel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's him saying rest in peace. It's a gong. And then it goes into the Goosebumps theme song.
That's pretty
freaking
good.
Great. Yeah. Love it.
This is a good one from, let's do two more and then we're out of here. I love dogs. What is your AEW versus WWE card?
Seth versus Dean.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Roman Reigns.
Uh-huh.
Doing Odd Couples.
Okay.
Kenny Omega.
Okay. I like that.
Bryan Danielson. No, I'm sorry. Will Ospreay.
Uh-huh.
And Will Ospreay and Seth would have been good.
Will Ospreay and Ricochet revisit that?
Will Ospreay, Ricochet? You know what? Let's do that. Great.
Yeah. I would do Okada, Cody.
Okada versus Cody.
Yeah.
Great.
But champion versus champion.
No. Okada, Nakamura. There you go.
Okada, Nakamura. Okay.
Great. Fair. I want to see that. How could I not want to see that?
Yeah.
CM Punk, Jungle
Boy. CM Punk, Jungle Boy. You know what? Do another one. AJ Styles, Kenny Omega.
AJ Styles, Kenny Omega.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I just noticed?
What's that?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is the audio recording to the recording?
Uh-oh.
It is. Okay, thank you.
All right. It took him a second. Got me scared.
Yeah. Well, we have a backup, so it's fine. Hangman Orton. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, Hangman Orton would kill.
Yeah.
Do you ever see Hangman going to WWE? Or is he too entrenched
with
those
guys? No, I think
he
100% could.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or do you think he's too entrenched?
He has multiple kids.
Yeah.
That guy, he doesn't want to kill himself doing planchas,
right? Yeah.
And doing all this blood stuff, you know. Give him a great deal and he'll be happy there. AJ Styles, who does he face?
AJ Kenny.
Okay.
AJ Kenny. AJ Okada.
MJF Miz.
MJF Miz.
I know it's not the match, but you got to do
it. It's fine. MJF Miz, perfect. Somehow we get the return of Abyss.
Abyss. Abyss and Killswitch.
Oh my god.
Such a better name, by the way.
Killswitch, yeah.
Yeah, such a better name. All right, what else do we have?
Rhea versus Jamie Hayter.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
That's really good.
Young Bucks, New Day.
Young Bucks, New Day, like, all day.
Yeah.
But, like, healthy three on three.
Yeah.
That's the dream match that we've been waiting for 15 years, right?
Yeah.
Wild. Dragunov versus Danielson.
Great.
Ooh, that's good. That's really good. But the Bucks versus the Usos.
Great.
Love that, too.
Great.
There's a lot of good. Listen, who knows if this will ever happen? You know, give it a couple of years.
Eddie Kingston, Gunther.
Eddie Kingston versus everybody.
Danhausen versus R-Truth.
Oh, I'd love
great.
That.
You know what? That's a great invasion pay-per-view.
Eddie Kingston, Gunther would be amazing. Just like a chop fest.
Fantastic.
Eddie Kingston, AJ Styles. Let's see how that. They probably wrestled before. Right?
Eddie Kingston and Gunther.
Eddie Kingston and AJ Styles, I think, may have wrestled before.
No, I think they have. They had to have on the indies.
Eddie versus Roman? I would love that. Roman Reigns versus Eddie Kingston?
Yo, why you wearing a vest for?
Do you get, or the ultimate dream match, The Shield versus The Elite?
The Shield versus The Elite. Another great one.
Fantastic. Shield versus, Kenny and the Bucks.
Swerve versus Punk, another great match.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
You know what? We didn't get that, did we?
Mm-hmm. No, we didn't get that either.
All right, let's do one more.
All right. Yeah. This is all just everybody's
fantasy
booking.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. This is from Ace. Which young talent should AEW focus on?
Oh, that's great. Hook.
Hook. They're doing a great job with Hook.
I like Hook.
I think the top flight guys.
One of them has to turn and be like, I'm not doing the flippy shit with you anymore.
One of them has to be the Sean.
How young we're talking about? Because Ospreay is young. What Ospreay's what, 28?
28, 29. I would say we got Hook, got the top flight guys. Jack Perry's a good young guy.
They're working him.
They're working him.
Yeah, they're doing it.
Is Sammy hurt?
Sammy, I don't know. I know he had a kid.
Okay.
But Sammy's another one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see their roster.
They have a big roster.
They do. I want to find it here.
Ospreay just turned 31.
He's young. He's a young guy. Yeah, so Sammy's, how young we're talking? We're talking 20s?
Kyle Fletcher? That's a good
Kyle
one.
Fletcher is another one. Yeah, he's great. There's something there with him.
And Takeshita.
How old is Takeshita? Takeshita's not that young.
I think Takeshita's like 26.
No, dude, he's like 70 years old. The is guy he? Looks oh, great. Man.
Phenomenal.
He looks fantastic.
Hang on. Takeshita.
Yeah, fine. Let's see. The guns I like. I like Colton Gunn.
Yes.
I mean, the guns are fantastic. They're pretty young. Griff Garrison, can you do anything with him? He's a young guy.
Oh, what happened with him?
He's too pretty.
Takeshi's 28.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there you go. I mean, you know what? They are doing right by the right people.
Yes.
You know who else needs to come back? Juice Robinson. He needs to come back.
Yes. Yeah, Juice once he's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, like, they have a young roster.
It's not that young. I'm looking at this thing right now.
Who, Juice Robinson?
No, Max Caster, he's young.
Caster, I feel like...
People don't like him, though.
I feel like Caster has the potential to be the Shawn Mikeys in that group.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's really good. He's got, like, I feel like they're...
Like the breakout heel from them.
Yeah, yeah, not that they're holding his personality back, but I feel like he probably has a lot to offer.
Yeah, I think him as a heel would be interesting.
You know, they're doing a good job with Hobbs.
Yeah, the women's their women's side is it's very different though. You know, Julia was one, she got hurt. Jamie, I mean, they have a very young women's side. I think Willow's good. Tony's great.
Yeah.
Their champions look gnarly. Swerve, Tony, Willow, Young Bucks.
Yep.
Roddy, Edge.
Roddy's great.
Bang Bang Gang.
Uh-huh.
And Okada.
Wild.
Yeah, I mean...
Solid. Very solid.
You know what? That's a very solid championship lineup.
I have not been this interested in Roddy Strong in years.
Yeah, he's good.
I wasn't a fan of the Adam stuff.
I still hate that stuff. But I'm afraid they're going to go back to it once he comes back.
You think so?
Yeah.
But I like this. Whatever this is, I like. You know, just...
Tony's young too. Tony's in her 20s.
Yeah.
Daniel Garcia, another young one. Sky Blue, huge upside.
Oh, forget it. Yeah.
You know, they have young people. Lee Moriarty, another one. But, you know, not everybody's going to make it. Jay White, I don't think Jay White's that old.
I think Jay White's, I want to say Jay White's like 32.
Let's see.
I might be wrong.
Let's find out.
Maybe he's 33. Wikipedia, this is the show where we just look stuff up.
Yeah, 31.
Yeah.
He's born 92. So there you go. All right, boys and girls. And whatever you are from whatever planet.
NMGs.
That is it for this week. Love each and every one of you. We'll be back next week with another Beyond the Bell. Bye-bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.